Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Hope you got some great plans to get out in your backyard, create a little grill envy in your neighborhood, or if you're up at the cottage, just smoke up the neighbors. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there, baby?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to the Grilling Guys. It is a crazy, crazy show about how to get your meat done right. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we're going to touch on a little bit of affordable grilling. We've had some comments back and forth through our Facebook and other ways that people communicate with us that say, you know, it's not always we can do that highfalutin, you know, a big chunk of ribeye.
Ain't that the truth?
Or a rack of ribs or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, you know what, when this time of year especially is you get people that drop in all the time and you got to maybe, you know, you got a budget of this and you got to feed that many. And we're just going to talk a little bit about that and dive down that road.
But that's a good idea. And, you know, I just got back from Bozeman, Montana. I was in Great Falls and Bozeman setting up some new Arctic Spa stores. And I'm telling you, I am a huge Montana fan. I ended up in Bozeman with my new client there. He's an Aussie. And he's just a hoot. Well, one morning he showed me a trail. So he had some time that he needed to do his work. And so I got to take a hike, and I went up this trail called State College Trail, and it's just to the northeast of downtown Bozeman. And you hike up, takes about a half hour to get up maybe, and when you look at the mountain from town, you see this giant M, because their State College has their logo is kind of an M, so it looks almost like our U of M, but their State College is in Bozeman. Their university is in Missoula. And they have the same rivalry that, of course, Michigan does, except their logo's messed up. So they got the M. But hiked up a nice trail. I had a bear come at me in my car on one of the roads there, which was really cool.
Good he was here in your car.
He wanted a ride, yeah. And this is Montana. It's an awesome place. But I was in this one town. I had to take a little shortcut. And I went by this cool little – they got these little towns, blow-through towns, because it's all plains up in the north part. And I saw this little restaurant. It was called the Full Belly Deli. And I thought, how clever is that? That just to me, that sounded like a really good idea. And it got me thinking, you know, a Full Belly Deli, and it was talking about affordable food and all this. And I thought, you know, we need to do more and more work on helping everybody make a really cool dinner on their grill for a budget. And So that's when I called you and said, hey, dude, what do you think of this? And you liked it.
And you know what? I've actually did a little bit of that last weekend. We have a friend, the guy that sat in the chair when you were gone for 2 or 3 weeks between your work and vacation earlier in the year, Chef Andrew Smith. Well, Chef Andrew turned 50. This past weekend, and I went over and brought,
I think the same day, I think we had the same birthday.
You guys were going to do the 110 when you turned 60 and he turned 50, right? But and we'll talk about your birthday in a minute. But he had a leg of the deer, one of the hind legs that he had kept, and it was shanked off. So
the one that was tied up in his backyard.
Right, yeah, exactly. But I thought about affordable grill. Now, you know, deer hunting, you can debate whether it's affordable or not, but the meat, in and of itself, we cooked the whole hind leg of that deer, and it fed, I don't know, he had 60 people there, and there was some of it left over when we were done. And I'm thinking, you know what, that's affordable grilling, but it took some special technique because, one, it's a little gamey, right? It was a buck, right? And two, it's got a big bone in the center of it, so it tended to cook a little bit slower up by the ham, right, on the top of the hind quarter rather than down by the leg.
And how did he cook it?
Well, he had brined it overnight, and then we put it on the smoker.
Oh, and you brought your trailer over?
I did. I brought the trailer over, and we did that, and I think we smoked that about 8 hours. and it was beautiful, medium rare on the top when we were cutting it away, and it turned out very good. But suffice to say, it wasn't an expensive cut of meat because of the way he got it. But I'm sure if you had to buy one, it would be. But at the end of the day, it was good, and it was just fun to. I'd never cooked a whole, you know, leg quarter, if you will, of an animal before, and it was a little overdone on the outside to get it right down by the bone, but good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. When I was in Bozeman, my client there, he's an Aussie, and he is the ultimate Gunga Din. I mean, he's more like a Daniel Boone. You know, the dude hunts and kills everything. I walked into his house for the first time. There's an elk skin on the wall. It's a really cool rustic, what you'd consider in Montana to be typical house, but full elk skin with a European mount of the head of that same animal. And he's just got all kinds of muleys and whitetail. But for dinner, he grilled us some elk steak, and his wife put together some beans and rice, and I posted the picture on my Facebook page. I should put it on the Grilling Guys because it is drop dead gorgeous. But elk steak on the grill, if you ever get a chance to get any, if your friends are cleaning out their freezer, it's fantastic.
Was it marbled or was it pretty lean?
It's usually pretty lean. Yeah. Yeah. And it's the only thing that I've ever found to be better than elk is moose.
Right.
And most people don't get a chance to get too much of that. But if you do, if your friends have a bunch in the freezer, gladly take it off their hands.
Well, yeah, if a guy gets a moose, there's a ton of meat.
There's so much meat, yeah.
So that there's a chance you can get some. But in both of those applications, if you're cooking that wild game, it's probably good to put a little oil on the outside of it before, or brine it, to drive a little bit of moisture back into that.
Yeah.
Right?
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and if I sound older, it's because Sunday I turned 60.
That's right.
And for my 60th birthday, I got to rip the entire roof off my house. Rafters, decking, shingles, all that stuff. And a little shout out to my boys, Alex and Jordan, were up there with me. They're big strapping dudes. And it was 95 and sunny on that roof. And nice. I'll tell you what, we were cramping up. By 5 o'clock, we were cramping up, and It was rough, but we got her done, and the builders are out there. I got this guy named Dale Ondegg, and he's 64, and he's a machine. He's got his crew out there. They're decking it right now, and it's looking gorgeous, but just want to say thanks to guys like that. And there's a construction company in Grand Rapids that rents out all this big equipment called AIS. I think they're a national chain.
Right, yep.
But the one here, my man Alex took care of me on this big SkyTrack device, and that thing
has... You took all those rafters off yourself?
Yeah.
How'd you cut them loose?
With a chainsaw. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, and I plucked them with the drywall and the insulation and everything. I just went through and clipped all the wires and marked them and pulled them and literally took my chainsaw to the rafters, cut out sections at a time. I put that boom in there. I put a toe strap... I went and bought a new tow strap and threw that around them and put the tension on them, took my chainsaw, cut them out. This was a learning process.
I bet it was.
Yeah, we didn't do the first one that way necessarily.
Right. Now, Bob, but, I was watching on Facebook with all these pictures, and I was concerned. So I brought you a present today, some 120 non-alcoholic. When you're out there with those big power tools and the chainsaw up on a ladder and things, I want you to be safe.
Oh,
all right,
that's
buddy?
Awesome. The golden pipes you're hearing are... from Chaz from Schmoes. He's going to come on the next segment. We're going to be tasting some beers, but thank you, Chaz. That's awesome. But I wanted to thank some of those people helping me out because it was not the way you want to spend a birthday.
Right.
By 5 o'clock, I was panicking. And by 7 or 8 o'clock, my boys were saying, we got to go back to college. So or Jordan went back to Detroit.
Right.
Alex is doing his internship in Kalamazoo, and they were gone. And I had to call the builder, and I said, dude, I got half the roof off. Can you help me with the rest?
Right.
He was there.
Yeah, right. Well, that's good, man. You know, you got to rely on people and that are good at what they do. Coming up next, you did hear the baritone of beer, Chaz from Schmoes. We're going to talk about a little gold medal they might have won in a recent beer competition. Stick with us. We'll be back. She swore they were a waste of time, but she was wrong.